Welcome to the Big Bold Faith Podcast, a podcast dedicated to getting real, bold, and honest when it comes to living, fighting for your everyday faith. My name is Brittany, and I'm your host. Welcome here. Today, you guys, is a new morning, new day, new dawn is above and beyond us. We get the opportunity to live today. And I pray that you choose life. Life to the fullest today. I pray that God shows you who you actually are. Not your pretend self. Not the way that you put on for others and maybe you've put on for yourself. I pray that you actually see you the way that He sees you. Unbothered by the world. Not shrinking down in size. That you know that you're one in a million, and that you're one in design made by the Most High God. Today, I was reading in passage in scripture, and this has caught my eye a little bit. As I was reading, I was kind of thinking through also just my experience in church, I guess I would say that. I had the opportunity to go to my older church today after departing it, simply just because I wasn't, I'll just be honest with you guys, I wasn't really feeling the pastor. We'll say it like that. They had shifted pastors, so we had one pastor. That pastor ended up getting let go. That's all that I'll say about that. And then the next pastor, I just really wasn't feeling the teaching style, so went into my own adventure and was doing the whole church hopping thing. And it wasn't until just recently that I realized so much how we follow the crowd versus the cloud. And what I mean by that is we often, I'll include myself into the we, not to attack anyone, but to just speak about myself. We follow the crowds. We follow wherever we think the popularity or the most popular churches are. And it's actually kind of funny because when you think about it, I think about high school when you had the popular kids, right? You had the popular people that were cool, that nothing can touch them, that everyone wanted to be them. And then when you got a chance to get a chance to know them, they were kind of lame, right? When you actually got a chance to be friends with them, sometimes they weren't that cool. They had their own problems. And you were like, oh, I could have just kicked it with my gang. Like, I didn't need to go follow them and do unnecessary things because they were popular. And in scripture, I found this, that it says about 7 times that God doesn't show any favoritism. 1 Peter 17 is really what stuck out. It says, and remember that the Heavenly Father, to whom you pray, has no favorites. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of Him during your time here as temporary residents. I thought about that. Because I thought about how many times that I would just be like, oh my goodness, this pastor or whoever the Christian influencer was, right? We follow these people because why? They make us laugh. I think they have really cool demonstrations. You know, they teach a different way. They're not in the New King James Version. I can understand them. But a lot of times we're just following their notoriety, their popularity, maybe because our family has been doing that and we don't really assess if the Spirit is there. Maybe you're in a church and it's dull. It's boring. But we have to really assess the fruit of the person that's preaching or the word that's being preached or the actual fruit. I have been in services and been part of conferences where I haven't felt the Spirit. Now, in all honesty, there have been times where I need to prepare my heart and spirit before going into the presence of the Lord. So let's first start there as the caveat. We need to prepare our hearts and minds and to wash off our day before we go into the Lord. Because sometimes we'll be like, I don't feel like the Lord's here. And it's like, your heart's not right. or also we just might not be matured. So we have to assess, are they actually preaching the word of God, or are we just following them because everyone else is following them? There are so many pastors on YouTube, y'all. I am guilty of being that person where YouTube just only recommends sermons to me, which I guess is considered kind of a blessing, but then there's false teachers out here, so we won't get into that. But most of my suggestions are, look at this sermon, look at this sermon, look at this pastor, look at this pastor. And I've gotten used to following, air quotes, yeah, air quotes, really, following some pastors more than others. And I'm like, I like their teaching style. I think they had a better word this week. And even so, like some of us, you guys, and I'll raise my hand and I'll declare myself as guilty. You will go to church and be like, the pastor today was not. And I'm going to go online today and I'm going to do a different sermon. And I think that it's so funny that we would rather search out different sermons and words from other people then just get in the presence of God and get the same word and revelation that we're seeking. I've been guilty of that. I've said this before. The same word of God that you're seeking to hear from somebody else, if we were to get in the presence of the Lord frequently enough, He would be able to give you what you're searching for. And so often we're trying to find a word from God, like, God, I just want to hear you today. I just want to somebody say what I need you to say. I need you to say, you know, you are loved. And it's like, nope, that pastor didn't say it. Let me get on YouTube. Let me see this person, that bishop, this person, to see if they say what I need them to say. And it's God's like, just come over here, my daughter. Just come over here, my son. Get in my presence long enough so that I may show you. But instead, we follow pastors. And the issues with following pastors is they can be a snare. They can be a trap. And I mean that in a more of a cautious way, not anyone specific, because we all are men. We all fall short of the glory of God daily. And so it's a hard burden to be a pastor, to live out life, to try to figure it out, and to lead people to God the best way possible. Just think about it. If you're a parent, you didn't get the parent handbook and you are just kind of making it up most of the time, so I hear. And then you don't really find out until your kids are up and grown and 30 or 40 and you're like, ooh, okay, I did well there, but I didn't do well there. I feel like as pastors, sometimes they're trying to get it right. They're going to the Word of God as best as possible and they're learning and they're speaking. That's their ministry. That's their job. Just think about your job. You've had to have on-the-job training. And that's not to say that they shouldn't be mindful with the gift and the talents, but we have to be mindful of the Spirit of God. We are seeking the Spirit of God, the God that lives within them. We are not bowing down to them as idols, as they are two ministers, that we get so unfocused that we lose sight of that. I love it in 1 Corinthians 3, it says, when one of you says, I am a follower of Paul, and the other says, I follow Apollos, you are acting just like the people of the world. Each of us did the work of the Lord, gave us. I planted the seeds in your hearts and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. Is the seed growing or do you have a bunch of dormant seeds? That's my question to you. Have you been going to this pastor, that pastor, and everything else, and you have seeds that have not taken root? I looked this up recently. It says too much or too little water is the most likely reason for seeds not to germinate. With too little or no water, seeds remain dormant. We are following pastors and labeling them our favorite pastor. I do it too. Girl, did you see this pastor this week? Oh no, but did you see this? Nope, I'll have to put it on my watch list this week. Let's get into the word, y'all. That's all that I'm saying. Let us make sure that the pastors that are pastoring and preaching are preaching the word of God. Ask Holy Spirit to show you that they're actually teaching you and educating you to grow strong. A good word is not always a God word. There are a lot of good words that make you feel good. But what are they doing for your soul? What are they doing for your mind? What are they doing for the transforming of your mind and your soul? Are you getting closer to God? Is your seed being watered? When you get in front of God, will you know everything that you need to know? There's a passage in the New Testament that says, there's things that are just elementary to the faith. And this is one of them, to know the word of God. That's elementary. How crazy it is that we don't know the elementary basic principles of our faith, yet we're running around trying to find it through some other man. So this week, today, as you listen to your favorite pastor or your Christian influencer, including me, I pray God reveals to you if the Spirit is in it. God, awaken our eyes and our hearts. Allow us not to be blinded. Mature our faith so that we may not just drink the milk, but like actually chew on your word. Have a deep reverence and deep understanding and knowledge, Lord, for your word says, your people perish because they do not know. God, all we need to do is ask for knowledge and you are willing to give. So sit with God this week. Ask him where you are, where you fellowship, if he is in the room. Because what's worse than following a pastor is being in a trap of being spiritually dead. So I pray that you find new light this week, that you find God in all that you seek. Mm-hmm.